The World Tomorrow. Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong, bringing you the plain truth about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow.
And greetings, friends around the world. Alcoholism is a worldwide problem of enormous dimensions. A nationwide problem in the United States, but a worldwide problem too. A neglected tragedy. People very, very seldom hear very much about alcoholism anymore, what with all the sensational individual information compiled by police departments, by educational institutions or private research foundations about drugs. People are alarmed today about the growing incidence of drug abuse and narcotics addiction, but they're very, very little aware of the silent killer that stalks the entirety of society, that takes the lives of thousands of people and that leaves the lives of millions in wretched heartbreak and incalculable suffering in its wake. An article in the current number of the Plain Truth magazine for October on the neglected tragedy of alcoholism explains the worldwide problem of enormous dimensions, how it wrecks families, ruins health, and how it also kills. Here are a few of the facts revealed in this article. One, drunk drivers are responsible for about half the automobile fatalities in the United States every year. That is, that they cause over 25,000 deaths annually. That is a direct result of excessive intake of alcohol. How one in every 13 employees is an alcoholic. Losses in industry because of alcoholism have been computed at $6 billion, some claim $7 billion a year. Of course, there's no way to estimate the human loss. That is the suffering, the heartbreak, the people who are left alive, the maimed, the injured, the childless, or the homeless, or the fatherless. Another important point discovered was that every problem drinker adversely affects an average of four other people and more than 16 friends and business associates, four in his direct family and at least 16 acquaintances and business associates in the community. Therefore, at least 130 million Americans are directly or indirectly affected by alcoholism in addition to the alcoholics themselves. And people usually think only of the skid row alcoholic sitting in a horrible old part of town with a bottle beside him in a complete drunken stupor, and they say, look at that poor man, there's an alcoholic. What they don't realize is that the skid row alcoholic represents less than 5% of the total number of them, that the other 95% are still functioning in society, that they're found high in executive positions, up the corporate ladder, that they're found functioning in homes, factories, and offices, and communities, the neighbor next door, down the street, maybe in your own home. And that sometimes they can even keep it concealed and hidden from people and can function fairly normally as long as they've got a fairly good load of alcohol to keep bolstering up the courage and the ego and to keep going on. And their closest friends might not really even eventually tumble to the fact that here is a deep disease, a deep illness or a sickness, you can call it that when it reaches those proportions, when it goes over the hill from something that is a compulsion and involuntary to something that becomes absolutely uncontrollable. It was also discovered that every third arrest of over 2 million arrests annually in the United States involves public drunkenness. How more than 95% of short-term prisoners are serving time in jail because of drunkenness or alcoholism and crimes related to it that were perpetrated while under the influence of alcohol. One in three suicides involves an alcoholic. And the blight of alcoholism ranks with heart disease. It's up there with mental illness and cancer as a national health problem. It's really called America's most destructive drug problem. It's been tied in with numerous other diseases. For instance, in a study of 341 tuberculosis patients, it was revealed that about half of them were also alcoholics. And a weakness of the physical system may directly result in contracting another disease, but it all began with a bottle, which simply makes a person's resistances so much lower that other diseases could be put down as causal in a death, for instance, pneumonia, or something of this nature, when in truth the person got that horrible cold and the eventual pneumonia because of alcoholism and exposure while dead drunk and then simply didn't have the metabolism to withstand the disease. But why? What causes it? That's the question. We know what some of the churches say. We know what some of the religious issues are. Why, even looking at a bottle of booze is one of the worst sins you can imagine in some people's mind's eye or some people's points of view, especially in religious organizations. But what really caused it?